This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. By and large, it's been a good decade for solar power. According to an industry group, solar energy capacity has grown 1,600% over the last 8 years. But recently, solar has struggled, especially companies making and installing home solar panels. Firms Suniva, Sungevity, Solar World have all filed for bankruptcy. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce checks out one reason why.
Nancy Kotz is walking her German Shepherd through the Table Rock Ridge subdivision.
This is Sarah.
It's a sunny morning here in the foothills near Golden, Colorado. Useful, because every one of these stately homes has solar panels.
The houses in this neighborhood came automatically with them. You didn't get a choice.
The subdivision's developer required it. Kotz is okay with that. She moved here a year ago, and
our energy bills are really cheap compared to California.
That's one of the core arguments for buying a rooftop solar system, right? Save the planet, save money too. All that rooftop power is free. And then, through so-called net metering programs, whatever you don't use, you can sell back to the utility. Sweet. Except some states are changing that model, as Arizona residents recently learned on the local news.
The Arizona Corporation Commission just made a major decision that is going to impact anybody thinking about putting solar panels on their home.
In Arizona, Maine, Hawaii, and most recently Indiana, utility commissioners and state legislators have rolled back or reduced these net metering programs. Ashley Brown of Harvard University's Electricity Policy Group says net metering is usually far too generous.
It pays a premium price well above market and substantially above costs.
Brown stresses utilities have a lot of fixed costs. Every time a solar customer buys less power, the utility has to shift the burden of those fixed costs onto other, often poorer customers.
Kind of Robin Hood in reverse.
Brown says net metering laws were put in place to lure customers when solar panels were much more expensive. Now, consumers benefit from bargain basement Chinese panels flooding the market. Despite those rapidly falling prices, Bloomberg New Energy Finance predicts a 2% drop in rooftop installations this year. I know. Huh? And this for an industry used to growing a lot year over year.
Yeah, this is really a temporary blip from 2016 to 2017.
Solar entrepreneur Jigar Shah points to a couple reasons. Many companies have been scaling back marketing this year after spending far too much on things like television spots, billboards, and ads plastered in Amtrak trains.
Solar really is a technology that has to be sold face to face. You can't sell it over the phone or over the internet.
And there's been a sort of saturation in California, solar's biggest state. Still, Shah remains bullish. He thinks companies will adjust their marketing strategies and start growing again next year. He's also not worried about some states rolling back their net metering policies. Others are doing just the opposite. Nevada, for example, just reinstated its net metering program.
More markets are open today than have ever been open before.
Regardless of how rooftop solar is sold, Ashley Brown from Harvard says if we really want to stop climate change, we need to change our thinking.
By far, the least cost-effective way of reducing carbon in our environment is rooftop solar.
Way better, he says, to go big, utility-scale solar projects or wind farms. Back at Table Rock Ridge, resident Nancy Kott says having panels on her roof just makes her feel good, as long as they're not too obvious.
I wouldn't like it if I walked outside and I saw these big panels in front of my house and it took away from the look.
But hers are on the back of the house, she says. You can't really see them. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.